boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, I did something really exciting and really adult this weekend.
What's that?
I put up our security cameras.
Oh, that is
very adult.
Like some homeowner ish.
Right. Which we've had a couple already, but we bought more because of Amazon Prime Day, you know? So now we have like, I don't know, like six or seven now. Mm-hmm. And there's some really cool features about these security cameras. And I love that they tell you, well, you can like, I guess you can set up like an alarm, or you can alarm them. So like when I'm not home, I can put them in alarm. Basically, right now, my back door is alarmed. So if anyone comes up to the back door where the security camera is, it will tell me somebody's at the back door.
Because it's motion censored.
So that's pretty cool, because I'll get like a notification on my phone that says somebody's at the back door because it's sensing somebody's there, which I think is a really cool feature that somehow the security camera sees that.
Yeah, it's either the Amazon guy or maybe a bird.
One of the two. Which I think is a really cool feature that it can do that inside and outside. Because we have security cameras inside the house mm-hmm. and security cameras outside of the house. But I'm like, oh man, if you can sense somebody's there, why can't you do more?
Right, because I don't know. Let's pretend that it's your FBI agent that's mm-hmm. watching you at all times,
right.
And they send you the little ding ding.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's outside. If you're watching already, you should send more notifications.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so one of the security cameras that we have inside the house is like in the living room, and the way that it's faced, it's directly on the living room couch. And I'm telling you, this morning after the gym, I wanted a little nappy.
Mm-hmm.
And in my nap, I was like all cuddled up on the couch with the dog and with the cats. And I'm telling you, probably looked real cute. Why didn't the phone give me a little notification that said, cuteness alert? You should probably get on the app, get on the cameras, and screenshot this. This looks cute.
Screen record. Or it should do that for you. Like, if you're not going to look, they should clip it and then send it to you and be like, oh, look how sweet you were earlier.
That's what I want. Cuteness alert. And then I want one more thing. I want a tattle alert.
Okay.
I want a tattle alert for two things. One, when my boyfriend stinks in like bags from like, you know, a store or something.
I thought you said stinks. And I was like,
No, when he sneaks in something like, you know, he got fast food or something and he didn't bring me home fries.
Yeah.
Or like he went to a store and he didn't take me with him to Target or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want that. I want a tattle alert. Or we have a baby gate that separates the dogs and the cats from the living room and stuff because we don't want them going in the living room. I want a tattle alert. Like, because the dog, I showed you today, the dog was already in the living room.
Escaped.
She got over the baby gate. I want a tattle alert. If you saw, you can clearly sense the motion. When you see something, tattle. Send me a notification.
That sounds like a great idea until you're the one getting tattled on.
See, here's the thing. It's going to be like, ding, ding, ding. Here you go, neighbor man. She went to Home Goods again.
Yeah, or she hid your favorite shirt that has a big hole in it. You're going to be caught every time.
Ah, dang it. I didn't think that part through.
Oops. You might not want to wish for that one.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't know about you, but I watched a decent amount of the Olympics this weekend because they just kicked off.
Yeah.
Did you watch any?
Whatever popped up on my For You page on TikTok.
Oh, okay. That counts, I would say. And
so most of it, honestly, was Simone Biles and then a couple other like gymnastic people. And then whoever lost their cap in the water.
Yes.
That dude.
The swimming. Okay.
I don't know who that dude was.
Well, that's a good start because there's so much going on constantly for the next couple of weeks. And with them being have just started, there's a lot of things that people notice because they only happen every 2 years, but summer only happens every 4 years. So mm-hmm. people are like, what the heck is going on with some of these things? And I wanted to talk about a few of the, I guess I would say, like unknown facts about the Olympics that are going around. So number one question people have is, why do the athletes bite the metal when they win gold?
The only reason I could think of is sometimes you would get chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
Well, no, but you would get the chocolate covered metal for like Christmas or in your Halloween bucket. So I guess I would just think back to your childhood. And so it would be like tempting.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I would do it.
The reason is, I think what most people say is it's an obsession with the photographers, actually. They want to get that, like, really valuable photo because it's iconic, right? Like, somebody biting into their medal. You think about all of the crazy athletes that have done that. So, a lot of,
it for the photographers?
Yeah, a lot of athletes do it so that their photo blows up and they make headlines. And,
well, then I'd be making out with it then.
Well, you got to be careful because there have been people who've broken teeth on them.
Girl, I would be slopping all over that so I can make headlines.
Okay. I don't know what that says about you. Anyways.
Girl, I would want to make headlines.
Right. Moving on with more at the podiums when they're awarded their medals. You'll notice not only do they get the medal, sometimes they get like a bouquet of flowers, and then they also get handed this like long skinny box.
Yeah, people are saying they don't know what's inside the box.
I know what's inside the box.
Well, it's good because I didn't care to look after the video where somebody was like, what's in the box?
I found out what's in the box. I always assumed it was like a box to put the medal in when they're not wearing it. You know, I thought it was like a memory box. That's not it. You're actually going to be really disappointed what's in the box. An official Olympic poster for this year's games.
That's stupid.
I mean, it's custom every Olympic Games, so that's cool.
It should be like a certified certificate that you, like, participated in the Olympics.
No, I agree. I think it should be, like, your proof of being an Olympian. Because what's kind of stupid about this is
nobody wants a poster. We want a certificate.
The posters are cool, but me and you could go online and buy them.
Right. That's why, but I can't buy the certificate.
Well, yeah, you could fake one, but it's not real.
Right.
So I think we got to work on that. And then the last thing I want to talk about is the Olympic divers. Okay.
Uh-huh.
People have noticed that they shower before every dive because most of the time in Olympic diving, they get a couple tries or, you know, they dive a couple times per competition. So they'll do their big one, their big dive, and then they get out of the pool. And a lot of time you'll see them go over to like a shower. And people are like, why are they washing off chlorine? Like, why are they showering in between their dives? What's the point of that? Do you have a theory as to why that would happen?
Well, first off, I didn't even know they showered. So now I'm going to say they're trying to change their body temperature.
Kind of. So it's to keep their body temperature like hot and warm, keep their muscles warm because those divers bend in half. Their muscles are crazy. Uh-huh. So when you get out of the pool, you're always freezing. They'll go over and take a hot shower.
I instantly thought of wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, like with saunas.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they take a shower. Some of them get in
I don't
hot
know if
tub.
You've ever seen wrestlers. They slap themselves.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Oh,
wrestlers slap themselves right before the meet. So I was thinking it's almost like that. I don't know why wrestlers slap themselves. I'm assuming it's something like that.
I don't
couldn't tell you why they do it.
I don't have any
to heat up their body. I'm assuming. I don't know.
Sports. Probably. I can tell you why they take a hot shower,
but you can't tell you why.
I don't know why they're smacking themselves.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't see my relationship going down the toilet anytime soon. But if it does, just know it's because I have dark hair, and he too has dark hair.
What?
Okay, let me explain. I am in a very happy relationship, and we really don't bicker about much. But this weekend, we went back to our old apartment and cleaned it out so that, you know, I can
get
my...
That's when you realize you guys are slobs.
Dude, you don't know how gross you live until you go back and clean an empty apartment.
And you're like, I'm disgusting.
I'm trying to get my security deposit back, right? Mm-hmm. So I am on my hands and knees, and I am scrubbing the joint because I'm not messing around with it. However, within not very long, I was like, oh, we're gross. And how do we have any hair left on our head? Because I have very dark hair and it is straight. So I can tell when it's my hair because my boyfriend also has very dark hair, same color as me, and it's curly.
Oh, it's very curly.
It's very curly. So there is a clear difference in the two types of hairs when they're left around. Plus, we have two cats that shed a decent amount that have dark hair. And as we were cleaning our old place, I'm like, okay, wow, there's a lot of hair in this carpet. Oh man, there's some hair like built up on the baseboards. Oh my God, why is there hair in the refrigerator?
That's the worst part. It's so disgusting.
Everywhere. And I was like, what do we do? And he's like, it's your hair. You're the one that sheds like crazy. Mm-mm. So then what did I start doing?
Pile it up, sis.
I started piling up the curly hairs.
Yeah, you do.
That's weird. My hair is straight. Where do those come from? They look like
you build an animal.
Your curly head. So, yeah, I realized like if for some reason I ever had to be in another relationship in another lifetime, whatever, I can't date another.
You better marry a blondie.
Yeah.
Or a redhead.
Or bald.
Bald? Yeah.
Better yet, bald.
You ever had those things that you do that just make you feel like a kid again?
Yeah.
One of those things I realized is just opening packages. Like if you ordered something off of Amazon or maybe your favorite website or whatever, and it comes in the mail, it's literally like Christmas Day.
Oh, the entire experience. Ordering it and then tracking it every day, knowing that it's not even going to move, and then picking it up from the front step and then opening it. Oh my God, I love it all so much.
It's so much fun, and it's so stupid to say that, but it's literally my favorite thing in the entire world. Now, even if it's not your own package, it's still the highlight of my freaking day. So I obviously ordered on Amazon Prime Day as one girly does, right?
For sure.
But then so did Neighbor Man. He ordered a ton of things too. And he hadn't opened his packages. And I was like,
what?
Right? I'm like, what are you doing? It's been an hour since they walked into this door.
No.
They can't just sit there on the floor for an hour. You need to be opening them.
Don't you want to see what's in there, even though you ordered
it? Even though you already know. And he's like, no, I already know what they are. I don't need to open them. And I was like, well, can I open them for you? I want to open them, even though I know what they are too. And he was like, sure, I don't care, I guess. So I opened his packages. Oh my God, I was smiling like a 5-year-old on Christmas morning.
It's my favorite activity.
It's so, and I mean, I knew what they were. I mean, we got dishes, we got cameras, like security cameras. We got stupid things. And then there was one package and he's like, you don't need to open that. That's just my work shoes. And I was like, oh, no. I'm going
to
open it.
I'd really like to open it, actually.
And he's like, it's the same pair I already own. You've seen these before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I'm still going to open it. I'm going to open it. I'm going to be excited.
Dude, my boyfriend ordered something and I brought the package inside. And I don't like when people open my packages.
No, yeah.
Don't ruin my magic. So I asked him, like, hey, here's your package. I think it's a shirt you ordered. Do you want to open it? And he was like, no, actually, can you open it? And I was like, are you serious? This is such an honor.
Yes!
It felt so good.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Dude, do you think it looks extra fiery out there today?
What do you mean fiery?
I don't know, man. I just was reading on Iowa's News Now, actually, that summer is in like full force this week due to the Ring of Fire pattern.
What does that mean? You're talking way too smart for me. You're going to need to dumb this down.
I don't know. Let me just read exactly what they say because they're smarter than me, too. The fire is intense heat that will be situated to our south. The ring is on the edge of the heat, which will be the region where multiple rounds of storms will move through. So it's going to be hot and humid and rainy this week. And they're calling it the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire!
Oh, my God. I'm just glad you dumbed it down a little bit more for me. You were way over my head for a while there.
I really am not excited because nobody likes it to be this hot and humid. It makes me like feel sticky just thinking about it. But however, if you put a cool name on it, I'm done, man.
I just am. Shouldn't we just?
The Ring of Fire. It's the Ring of Fire. This week is the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, you. When you keep saying that, I'm like,
does
okay.
Does it make it more intense?
Do we just sing this on repeat?
That's what I'm saying. We're in that.
That's what I'm saying.
We're on the Ring of Fire. And that's all I'm going to think about for the rest of the week. And it'll be my excuse for everything. I can't come into work today. The Ring of Fire.
That's my excuse, dude.
I'm just saying, if anybody else wants to bother it or borrow it.
That's our excuse.
Go right ahead. It's the Ring of Fire.
You ever have that moment where you really just want to go to upper management and you want to report on your coworker?
What did I do?
You can say yes or you don't.
Okay, yeah. You
want a tattletale on your coworker. But then you're like, my reasoning is really, really stupid.
Okay.
And you're like, I have a good reason. I'm bringing in Isaac from our brother station, 1600 ESPN.
Okay.
And I think he really wants to go to HR or our boss because he feels as though he has a really good reason to get me fired.
What happened?
Well, he was asking me if I'm watching the Olympics. And I said, well, yeah, of course, I'm going to watch maybe Simone Biles if I remember what time she's performing.
Yeah.
Her athleticism, okay?
Competing, yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what are you watching? And he goes, Spencer Lee. And I go, huh?
Destiny.
And he goes, Spencer Lee. And I said, who? He said, Spencer Lee. He goes, I bet Taylor knows who Spencer Lee is. So, Isaac, I know you're right there. Just don't say anything. Who's Spencer Lee?
He wrestled at the University of Iowa, and he's now an Olympic wrestler.
Well, that's what Isaac said. I said, what does he do? He goes,
wrestling.
He's like one of the best wrestlers to come through the University of Iowa.
Yes, 3-time national champion.
Then, what did I say to you? I went,
wrestling's in the Olympics? This was the next thing you asked.
Oh, God.
That's bad.
I think he has a good reason to get me fired now.
You want to know what she called Michael Phelps? What the name she had for him? Water guy. She didn't know Michael Phelps' name, just referred to him as water guy.
He goes, are you only watching the Olympics for Simone Biles? I go, well, is that one water guy still in it? He's like, what water guy? And I said, I don't know,
Kudos to you for figuring out what she meant, actually.
I said, you're going to need to be more specific. And she said, well, you won a lot of medals. And I was like, okay.
The one water guy. I don't know if I know any other Olympian person.
LeBron James, technically.
Yeah. Is he in it?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Basketball?
I can't be in this room right now with Destiny. I'm getting too upset.
This is bad.
And sadly, it was all on the security cameras because it was right in front of one of the...
I need to rewatch that because if you swung on her, I wouldn't blame you. It's deserved.
So, per Isaac's request, and it's a good request because he didn't swing on me, although he probably wishes he would have. He's requesting we do it in Olympic trivia.
I think that's very appropriate because there's some learning to be done.
Clearly, because I didn't know who the water guy was or Spencer Lee. I did also say, is that the guy who wrote the Marvel comics? Which is Stan Lee, by the way.
Oh, good God. This is bad.
There's too many Lees around here.
That was about the most frustrating conversation I've had with Destiny about sports.
Yeah, you gotta go home. I feel bad for you.
He's so mad right now. Look at his face. Okay, well, to make Isaac not hate me anymore, we're gonna do Olympic trivia.
As we should.
We'll see if I learn anything.
Can you find one even?
Well, maybe I shouldn't be doing
it. Let's find out.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Well, if anybody ever asks why I got fired from Z102.9, it's going to be a weird one. It's going to be, as my coworker told my bosses, I should be fired for not knowing who Spencer Lee was. My bad, homies. My bad, okay?
She's educated now, but I'm sure if you ask her next week, like, hey, did you see Spencer Lee at the Olympics? She'd be like, who?
So, I don't know sports. I'm not a sport girly. All right.
That's fine. But okay, go on. You know what? I'm not.
And I really disappointed my coworker, Isaac, for not knowing who he was and that there was wrestling in the Olympics. So to make up for it, we're doing an Olympic trivia question. How about that?
Which I think is very fair. They're kicking off. It's going to be on everybody's TV in the background the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So tonight's trivia question, which Olympic Games were the first to be televised?
What?
I know. It's funny you mentioned they're going to be on everyone's TV. It's so funny you said that.
Well, yeah, because you can see them on like every streaming service with somebody else commentating. But when was the first one? Interesting. Okay, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Which Olympic Games were the first to be televised? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You know when you mess up so bad?
You did.
Like real bad.
Yeah.
And an apology doesn't do it.
Nope.
And you're like, well, what else can I do? I messed up so bad with my conversation with Isaac. He told me the thing he's looking most forward to when watching the Olympics is Spencer Lee. And I go, who? And he goes, wrestling? And I go, well, there's wrestling in the Olympics? And sorry for anybody else in Iowa. Honestly, I really apologize. I messed up big time.
He was like, oh yeah, he was just absolutely floored that you had no idea who that was. So to make it up, it's only right to educate yourself and like do some Olympic Games trivia so you can make up for your stupidity.
Yes. So this is sort of my apology as well. The question tonight, which Olympic Games were the first to be televised? What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 309-200-1029, but so far... Well, first, actually, Isaac, we got his guess before he left because he truly had to get out of here. He was quite honestly mentally drained with...
With me.
...this over here. But he guessed 1960.
Good one. Michael, close to that, said 1968 on the text line.
Sounds kind of right. I don't know, man.
I can't even tell you when a television came out.
See, I didn't want to say it, but,
but you
did.
Were thinking
Thank
it.
Thank you. 4829 texted and said 1980.
Yep. You know what? I'm already making myself look stupid. I didn't know who Stanley was. Stanley? Is that what is it? Spencer Lee.
God.
Stanley's the Marvel guy. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. My dad hates me too now. I disappointed
go
Isaac,
on
and I disappointed my dad. I'm so sorry.
Just quit while you're ahead.
And then I said I didn't even know what year the televisions came out. I don't even know why this I is, exist yeah,
it's
anymore.
All going downhill from here.
Okay, well, who put me in charge
I
of trivia
know.
Like we act like I'm smart.
Oh, I don't know about I don't know about that.
Anyways, tonight's trivia question, before I completely fail us all in this world, which Olympic Games were the first to be televised? What is it?
You could text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer will be coming up in about 3 minutes.
I wouldn't be shocked if my dad sent hate mail to me.
You're like asking for it at this point.
Hold on, before we even get to the answer for tonight's trivia question, I need to read a text message I just got from Isaac over at our brother station 1600 ESPN, who inspired tonight's trivia question. You don't get to talk about the Olympics anymore.
Oh.
You called him Stan Lee again? Sorry, my apologies. His name is Spencer Lee. My bad.
You are being a disgrace.
It's a complete accident.
I know it is.
I think it would help if I knew what this guy looked like.
Okay.
I need a picture.
I can show you. I don't know what Stan Lee looks like.
I don't know who Spencer.
No, this isn't going to help. Okay. But I'll show you after this.
Thank you. I would really appreciate that. I'm just still digging myself in the hole. Let's just get out of this trivia question so hopefully I don't upset any more people. The question tonight, which Olympic Games were the first to be televised? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It was Berlin back in 1936. And can I just say, nana nana boo boo to Isaac, who said 1960. Finally.
What would you have guessed? You were like, I don't even know when the TV was invented.
Shut up, Taylor. I just wanted to be right about something.
I don't think you don't.
I wasn't right about anything. I just wanted Isaac to be wrong.
You deserve nothing.
What's the worst thing that you have put through your washer?
Didn't belong there. Mm-mm. Maybe it survived, maybe it didn't.
You can call us, tell us about it at 319-200-1029. But I sadly put my AirPods through the washer this weekend, and I'm not happy about it. But what happened was, is I tend to wear my AirPods and then people talk to me at work. I get it. You need to talk to me. And then I put them in my pocket.
Not in the case.
Uh-huh. People talk to me. I put them in my pockets. I'm like, yep. And I talk to them. And then I never put them back in the case. That's the problem.
Mm.
I should put them back in the case when I have a conversation. So I had them in my pockets for the remainder of the day. I went home, did my home things, put my jacket in the dirty laundry, forgot about it. Then they went through the wash this weekend. And then I'm one of those people that lets those clothes sit in the washer.
Oh, God.
For a couple of days, you know, where they get almost a little stanky.
Oh, yeah.
So it sat for like 2 days also in that jacket. And it wasn't until neighbor man was putting it from the washer to the dryer that one of them finally fell out. Thank God it didn't also go through the dryer. And I was like, oh, no.
Did they still work?
Well, I was going to put them through rice because I've heard of the rice trick, but we didn't have to because they worked. And I was using them. I know. I don't know if you can use them in water.
I don't know either. I don't know that they're waterproof.
I don't know what they are. But I will tell you, apparently mine are. But they work. I've been using them today. I don't know if you saw me, but I was jamming out to Taylor Swift.
Wait, that's actually shocking. I'm surprised. I wonder if they wouldn't have lasted or if they would have been more safe in the case. But serious question, and you must answer honestly.
I know what you're going to say, but go on.
Did it get all the wax out?
Yes, it did!
Life hack! Jill, I don't know what's going on at your house, but oh my God, how do so many things that don't belong in your washer get in there? Because that's what we're asking. What is the worst thing that you have put through your washing machine? You can call us at 319-200-1029. Jill texted us. She's got a list.
Does she really?
She had a list. She said crayons. That sounds terrible. A mouse. She didn't clarify if she means like a computer mouse or like an animal.
Okay.
Both are bad. Lipstick and her Guess watch that she had for 20 years. Girl.
Oh my God.
That's no good.
That's a long list.
We want to hear from you. What's that worst thing that you put through the washing machine at 319-200-1029?
I can only imagine how her whites came out with the lipstick.
Tie-dyed.
Yep.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. I had to think about this because I've had those times, you know, when your washing machine's like going and you hear like a thunk, 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 and you're like, oh my God, what did I leave?
Yep, yep.
What did I leave in there? But I think the weirdest slash worst thing that I left and let go through the washing machine was a wig.
Was this from...
So yeah, one thing about me is that I'm not going to sort my laundry ever, okay? I throw it all in and I hope for the best. Uh-huh. Someday I'll grow up, the day is not near. So I can't do it. Whatever. I don't have the time. So I had gone to a wig party.
Was this our company one?
Our company wig party that we had.
Oh my God.
And
what'd you do? Just throw it in the hamper after?
I guess so. After I got home from the wig party, I tore that thing off my head and it must have gone in the hamper. Like I said, I don't sort my laundry, okay? So I didn't notice it getting put into the washing machine. I also didn't notice it when I was switching it to the dryer somehow, which is even more concerning. So the wig didn't really make it. And then it was a teal wavy wig. It was really cute. Unfortunately, she did not survive. And I had blue like fake wig hairs. I was finding them in the pockets of everything. In my socks, in my underwear, you name it, it was in there.
Everybody knows because I know you bought it off Amazon. Wig hair like that from Amazon does not last. That
thing it was like a party city
long.
Wig.
Yeah, that thing shreds all night long.
So
I can imagine how it was in the washer.
Yeah, don't do that. Throw your wigs elsewhere.
What belongs in the washer is socks, you know, some shorts, t-shirts, detergent, not my Apple AirPods or what you've accidentally put through the washer. We want to know what's the worst thing you put through the washer. Tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
What'd you do, Beth?
Pens.
Oh, no.
They stain everything in that load.
Oh, man.
But does it make it look cool, though?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
Not at all. It completely destroyed everything in that entire load. So. Oh,
dang it.
A lot of people saying pens, markers, things like that.
See, I'm not worried about that for me. Like, I don't carry pens. I don't have, like...
I don't either.
But that makes me worried about neighbor man and like his job. I feel like he would have a pen and then he would ruin it for me.
Explode. Well, there's a lot of people saying it, including Danielle. She said ink pens. She said her bank card. Oh my God.
I've done that 1,000 times.
Really?
It's fine. It makes it shiny. And then you can spend it.
Doesn't add any money, so I'm not interested.
It's not going to add any money.
Danielle also said that she washed her driver's license. Those are thin. I feel like that would not be a good situation.
No, I haven't done that one. I half the time don't even know where that's at.
That's bad. Michelle said that she accidentally washed her passport while she was out of the country.
Okay, I don't have a passport. Isn't that just papers?
I mean, it's thicker than like printer paper, but it's still like not laminated. So would you laminated. Be screwed? Well, I think you would be in pretty big trouble if it like destroyed your passport. Then I don't know if you'd be getting out of wherever you're at.
This is a dumb question. Can you get a passport somewhere else? Like if you're out of the country, can you?
I think
I don't know nothing about passports because I don't even have one.
I think it's a hard process.
Oh my God.
I can't even imagine. And then Rob, I've got questions.
Uh-oh.
He said he accidentally washed a cat.
You know what? I don't have questions because the way my cat's been acting, I wouldn't be shocked. I sent you a picture today that my cat entered the fridge. I turned my back and my cat was in the fridge. And I was like, what?
Well, take a double take before you start your whites tonight because who knows what's going to happen.
I hope you heard the meow.
I hope so, too.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Before you know it, everybody's going to be talking about cuffing season and having their snuggle buddy for the cold fall and winter months. But before we get there, there's something else that's trending that's not quite cuffing season, but it's called culling season.
Okay.
Which had to Google what culling is, and it's actually like a hunting term. Basically, culling is like the reduction of a wild animal population, aka like deers, by hunting. You're reducing the population. Oh. So not in a hunting sense, but instead of looking to lock somebody down the way that you do for cuffing season, culling season is using this time before cuffing season to reevaluate your connections and to reflect, to grow, and most importantly, to shed relationships that no longer serve us. So that could be like having a friendship breakup, like, hey, you bring me down a lot.
It's not even just romantic.
No, it could be getting rid of a client if you own a business and somebody is like really draining your energy. Or it could be saying no to a situationship, somebody that doesn't want to commit to you, or getting out of your current relationship. This is culling season. So we are shedding all of the unnecessary.
When does this end? Do you have an end date?
I'm going to guess into cuffing season. Like right now is the shed. And then if you're single, after the shed, you can find somebody to get cuffed up with.
I'm a little nervous.
Oh, that you're going to get dumped?
Yeah. Not by neighbor man or anything, but more like a friend's going to dump me. Not that I did anything wrong. I'm perfect.
Well, you sound kind of guilty.
No, I think I'm perfect, but I'm just nervous that somebody might want to dump me. I just don't want my feelings to get hurt. I'm a very sensitive person.
Mm. I would recommend not leaving your house then for a couple months.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Call me crazy, but I think I might have to tell Neighbor Man to cancel his flight back to Iowa after his trip to Atlanta.
Because you're that upset?
I'm very devastated right now. Okay. I discovered something about him and I just don't know if we can move forward.
Well, I know you're the type of person to like just hash out politics, religion.
I do
kids.
On the first date.
Yeah, so I'm scared of what this could be.
It's worse than that. I think I could move past if we didn't. I could kind of move past if we didn't agree on politics and kids. This one's worse, okay? I discovered this about him. I discovered that we don't agree on birthday cards.
Oh, my God.
This is something you should honestly have a discussion with your husband, wife, your significant other about this at the dinner table tonight, because this is something that needs to be discussed. What kind of birthday card are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a serious birthday card? A happy birthday card? Funny? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you need to agree before you can move forward.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I told you I was going to meet his grandpa for the first time ever this weekend. And the whole reason I was going to meet his grandpa was because he was turning 91. It was a big birthday party for him.
Okay.
And good thing I didn't go and buy his grandpa the birthday. I was supposed to go get his grandpa the birthday card myself for him.
Yeah.
I ended up running out of time, so I didn't go buy it myself. So we had to go do it together.
Okay.
And oh my God, that was our first fight.
Seriously.
It's over a damn birthday card. Because I was picking all the funny ones. I'm laughing at it because it was talking about how old he is. It's cracking jokes about mm-hmm. being an old man. I'm like, this is hilarious. This guy's going to think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you live 91 years, why can't you crack at something funny, right?
Right.
No. Neighbor man was not having this. He was like, that's stupid. I kept handing him funny cards. That's stupid. That's dumb. No, we cannot have this. And I was like,
what?
Okay. I picked up, I kid you not, what I thought was the dumbest card in the Hallmark section. And he goes, that's the one. That's perfect. That's perfect for my grandpa.
Oh my God.
I'm like, that's the dumbest one I see in the section. It's too serious.
See, I know exactly what you're talking about because I'm the same as you. I like a funny card. Uh-huh. I'm not a mushy gushy girl.
No.
And even if it's like, if I'm buying a card for somebody that I say like don't know very well, mm-hmm. but for some reason I feel like I need to get them a card, it's going to be cute and to the point. It's not going to be like too mm-hmm. sentimental or anything. And I've noticed this about my boyfriend, but it depends who he's buying the cards for. Now, I think he got me one serious card, and I had gotten him a card for maybe an anniversary of Valentine's Day. I can't remember. And mine was like a cat. Like, it was a cat card.
Yeah.
I think since then he's learned that I don't like the serious floral arrangement ones.
Yeah.
But I agree. If you're both signing your name on them from both of you, you got to agree on the vibe of the card.
That's what I'm saying. So when you're on a date with somebody, you got to talk politics, babies, and you got to talk birthday cards because this is something that you got to agree on. Because here's the thing. I will give you funny cards no matter what, for your birthday, for your wedding, for a death in the family. It would be like, well, at least you don't have to, you don't have bills to pay.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, funny cards work.
I guess so.
So do you remember what I was really, really, really looking forward to?
What?
With neighbor man being gone.
Getting to be alone.
There was a couple of things I was going to do, though. One.
Yeah. Where, are you going to wax yourself?
You were real. Okay, that was what you were excited about.
I suggested if it's something you're interested in, you got to do it while you're home alone.
Sorry. I am very much interested in waxing myself. Yes. I didn't buy it yet, though.
I don't remember what else you wanted to do. Walk around in his boxers. Ew, you did it, didn't you, you sicko?
Okay, well, that was not the reaction I was thinking I was getting from my bestie.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Could you be a little bit more excited for me? Not, oh my God, you did it, you sicko.
How did it go?
Stop it. I thought it was going to be a better reaction from that.
I don't know. I don't need to know.
That was my first thing, is I've always wanted to see what guys' boxers were like.
Mm-hmm.
Are they comfy? Because mm-hmm. all they do is they sit around in them, no t-shirt on, drinking a beer, right? So I was like, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I didn't have beer, though, so I couldn't drink that. So I was drinking my, what is this? Canada Dry. It's the closest thing to beer I had.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I sat on the couch.
Topless?
Topless.
Okay.
Canada Dry. And my boxers. His boxers.
Okay.
And you know what? I get it, boys. I get why you do that. It is the comfiest thing. Them boxers are awesome. Except for I might have done it a little weird because I did wear my, I felt a little weird. I didn't want to be so sicko. I did wear underwear with the boxers. Because I was like, this is a little weird. Your private parts next to my private parts is weird.
Well, yeah. Think of the draft you would have had with your feet up.
I didn't think about that.
No.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.